So far, in the course of these two talks, we've learned something about reality, something about Buddhism. That's what we learned this morning. And this afternoon we've learned something about the individual Buddhist, the person who goes for refuge, the person who is or who is to be transformed. It remains for me to say something about the process of transformation. And we'll then conclude and have, yes, a few questions and perhaps a few answers. The process of transformation is a radical process. Permanent transformation begins with real going for refuge. Begins with the opening of the Dharma eye. Begins with the dawn of penetrative insight or clear vision. In terms of the 12 positive links of conditioned co-production, it begins with knowledge and vision of things as they really are. So let us go into this a little. First of all, an observation. Real going for refuge, the opening of the Dharma eye, the dawn of penetrative insight, these are all names for the same fundamental spiritual experience. This afternoon, however, I'm going to be speaking of that experience primarily in terms of knowledge and vision of things as they really are. Such an expression assumes that usually we do not see things as they really are. We see them only as they appear. We see them the wrong way round. We even see them upside down. In fact, in Buddhism there's a special term for this sort of way of seeing things. We speak of an upside-down view. In fact, there are four upside-down views. One is seeing the painful as pleasant. Another is seeing the impermanent as permanent. Seeing real selfhood where there is no real selfhood. And finally, seeing the ugly as beautiful. And these four views, these four upside down, topsy-turvy views, stand between us and reality. We did hear something about this yesterday. Take the impermanent, for instance. Something quite obvious, something quite tangible, like a house or a car. We become attached to it. And we start behaving as though that object, that house or that car, is going to be always there. We start treating it as permanent. And this applies, of course, for our relations with people. Not that we actually think that our house or our car is permanent. If we were asked, we would say, well, of course it isn't permanent, I know that very well. But our emotional attitude towards it is that it is permanent. And it's the emotional attitude primarily that constitutes the view, that is to say, the upside-down or topsy-turvy view. When we're deprived of something to which we've become attached, towards which we behave as though it will always be there, we experience suffering, either to a great degree or a little degree. And this suffering tells us that we're in the grip of an upside-down view. I'm sure you can all think of many impermanent things which you treat as though they were permanent. So I won't go any further into this. Upside-down view is also called wrong view. And the opposite of wrong view is right view or perfect vision. Right view sees the painful as painful, sees the impermanent as impermanent, and so on. Right view also sees the Four Noble Truths, sees conditionality, sees conditioned co-production. In other words, right view or perfect vision sees reality, at least to some extent. Right view or perfect vision is, of course, the first step of the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path. But a word of warning here. You may not have realized it, but there are two Eightfold Paths. There is first of all the mundane Eightfold Path, and then there is the transcendental Eightfold Path, which is, strictly speaking, the Aryan Eightfold Path. The mundane Eightfold Path is an Eightfold Path, but it's not an Aryan Eightfold Path. And we're concerned this afternoon with the second of these, with the transcendental, the truly Aryan Eightfold Path. Most books on Buddhism deal only with the first, the mundane Eightfold Path. And even then, they deal with the mundane Eightfold Path as though, in fact, it was the transcendental Eightfold Path, which is rather confusing. But here, as I've said, we're concerned with the transcendental Eightfold Path. And this transcendental Eightfold Path is divided into two great sections. The first section consists of the first step only. That is to say, it consists of perfect vision only. The second great section consists of all the other steps. That is to say, perfect emotion, perfect speech, perfect action, perfect livelihood, perfect effort, perfect mindfulness, perfect samadhi. These two sections are also known as the two paths. The first being known as the path of vision, or path of reality, and the second as the path of transformation. So what is the principle of this division? This division between the path of vision and the path of transformation. The principle of division is really quite simple. The path of vision represents our initial glimpse of things as they really are, a glimpse that is sufficient to start in us the process of real, radical transformation. And the path of transformation represents the gradual transformation of every aspect of our being, every aspect of our life, in the light of that glimpse. At the same time, the more we are transformed, the more our life is transformed, the greater, the brighter that glimpse itself will become. So let us see, just very briefly, how this works out in detail.